Traditional revenue sources for public media and really the media at large are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
Consumers, jobs, and interest rates, oh my. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. We are going to get some important insights this week on how the U.S. economy is doing. Consumer confidence, how optimistic or pessimistic are consumers about the economy? We'll find out what the unemployment rate is and how many jobs are out there on Friday. And smack in the middle of it all, the Federal Reserve is going to meet up and talk about what to do with interest rates in the economy. So we've got Julia Coronado here to help us out, sort through it all. She's the founder of Macro Policy Perspectives and a professor at UT Austin. Morning, Julia.
Good morning.
So quite a few things coming out this week, starting with consumer confidence. Just remind us why we care about consumer confidence and what it means for the economy.
Well, there is a relationship between how consumers feel and what they do with their money, and that powers the economy since consumers are about 70% of GDP. So we care about how they feel about things. They don't always do what they say. Oftentimes when consumers feel gloomy, they still go out and spend their money. But nonetheless, it's a good thing to take the consumer's temperature and see how they're feeling.
Any idea of how they're going to say they feel tomorrow?
Well, consumers have had a bit of a bounce back in sentiment as gas prices fell late last year. Gas prices have been ticking up and we've seen some backtracking. So we'll see. It looks like we've got some good news on the horizon that gas prices might come down, but overall consumer sentiment is okay. It's sort of in the okay zone. They're feeling a little less cranky than they were when inflation was high, but still reasonably solid because the job market's been pretty solid.
And on the job market, we will get the sort of national tally of hiring by most employers on Friday. Any idea of how that's going to go?
Well, consensus expectations are for another solid report with, you know, big job gains above 200,000 and unemployment rate still below 4%. So really no signs of any major cracks in the job market.
So given these expectations, you know, the Fed is, of course, meeting this week. It's going to tell us what, if anything, it will do with interest rates based on what, you know, its assessment of the U.S. economy. What do we think they're going to do, and what do we think they're going to tell us they're going to do later?
Yeah, the second one is more important because they're not going to do anything. They're going to leave rates alone where they are at 5.5%. So what they're going to tell us, we think, is that they're feeling pretty patient about things. Their plans to cut rates keep getting pushed back by, A, a strong economy, and B, inflation that after coming down really quickly has been a little bit stickier in recent months.
Do you think there's a real possibility that they could actually raise rates this year?
I don't think that's a likelihood. Certainly, you can't rule anything out in this crazy post-pandemic world, but it still looks like inflation is on its way down. It's just that the pace has slowed down a little bit.
Julia Coronado, founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives, thank you so much, as always.
My pleasure.
Traditional revenue sources for public media and really the media at large are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Musicians have incorporated the sounds of nature into their songs for decades. Birds Tweet in Blackbird by the Beatles and Miss You More by Katy Perry. Ariana Grande has rain sounds in POV. Well, now, recording artists who sample nature will be able to automatically split their profits with environmental causes, if they want to, thanks to a United Nations-backed project. The BBC's Mark Savage filed this report for us.
I'm scared to touch, too tense to be undone.
It's an unusual duet.
I walk the streets.
David Bowie singing with wild pigs, bees, and hyenas.
Against a voice of doom, failure.
His co-writer Brian Eno has remixed the track as part of an environmental campaign.
I feel I should get real.
This project is a way of saying to artists, look, we all use the sounds of nature a lot in what we do. Sounds like seagulls and waves and wind, and why don't we pay nature a royalty for that and then redirect that money towards people who are helping save the world, actually save the planet.
Backed by the United Nations, the project will also see ambient sounds from the rainforest and the ocean monetized on streaming services. But music is the key.
What I think music can do is to give you feelings. And if you can say to people, can you imagine a better world? Here's what it would sound like. That gives people a set of feelings about how life could be, how else things could be.
Artists who have contributed to the first wave of releases include Ellie Goulding, London Grammar, and the Norwegian pop star Aurora, who's mixed the sound of her homeland's forests into the song A Soul With No King.
The beautiful thing about art and artists is that we do manage to speak to people in a way that doesn't feel like being preached to and has a very good chance of making nature and contact with nature seem desirable again.
Like a world with a mother and a home.
That piece comes from Mark Savage with our editorial partners at the BBC. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.